Oh my God, did you hear about the new guy at work?
The one that keeps coming to my desk every 5 minutes wanting attention?
And
Yes.
then like sleeping on the job.
Oh my God, I cannot stand him. Like, he's being so annoying. I can't get anything done. He's
Dude,
always at my desk.
this dude is so
Always.
fucking classless. He like begs for everybody's food. Like, I'm like, do you like have groceries at home, dude? Like, seriously. Oh my God.
I
For
know.
fuck's sake.
And he's kind of disgusting because I dropped some crumbs on the ground and he licked them up off the floor.
And he picked it up and ate
Yeah,
it. Ew,
no,
gross.
no. He just like ate it, like head down, ate it off the floor. It was disgusting. I've never seen anything like it before.
Who does that? Report him to HR. That's gross. Like, there's
It
a
is gross.
pandemic going around. Like, seriously, and you're eating shit off the floor, dude. You're gross.
Exactly. I know. So disgusting. Oh my God, here he comes, here he comes.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh God, it's so great to see you
You
again
look
there, bud. Oh.
great. Hey, Bernie, is your dad a pit bull? I just, you kind of look, just mysterious and menacing. Anyway, have a good
Did
day
we
at work.
just talk shit about my dog for 5 minutes?
We got to get out of this fucking house. Welcome to the Sugar Honey Iced Tea Show, my friends. I am here with the only woman converting sanitizer into actual drinking alcohol, Jen the Friend.
Oh man,
Oh my
I
gosh.
am so over this quarantine shit. I saw a meme online that was so accurate. It was there are coffee hours and alcohol hours, and that is it. And
Girl,
that's my life
look.
right now, guys.
I am so jazzed right now. It's been quite a busy quarantine week, man. I mean, well, we didn't have an episode last week because, therapy. But like,
Yeah.
so much has happened. I mean, you got, oh my God, you got Tiger King and Carol Baskin. You got the epic Kardashian fight. You got Jen's like eccentric math skills.
Oh, sure. Don't point.
and what else? I'm so over talking about the coronavirus, but everything is like so ingrained into the fact that we're all quarantined with the coronavirus. And so I can't get away from it.
No, we can't. So we're gonna do our best to not talk about the coronavirus, but the only thing we are gonna talk about is my horrendous math skills, guys, because my husband and I were watching the news the other night and it was talking about how many tests there have been in Montana. Montana, as in the entire state, has 1 million people. So 1 million people, guys. All right.
Oh God,
So
there we
remember that.
go.
1 million people. They've done 2,300 tests as of like Tuesday night or something like that last week. And I was like, oh my God, that's really scary. Like they've already tested like a third of our population. And there's just crickets.
Could it be because, like, if there's 1 million people, then a third of the population would.
It's
Were
not
you thinking in
2,300.
terms of 100,000 people, stupid?
I dropped a few zeros off in my head. I was like, well, we're certainly not going to get rid of all my math skills.
There's 1 million people, and we have like two cases. That's almost half. What the fuck?
I'm so stellar. So Jen's been a little scared this week.
Jen, look, I say let's not talk about the freaking coronavirus, but we all need to just admit that the whole quarantine thing has just got you pretty fucked up in
Oh, it
the
totally does. This is like I hadn't left my house since Monday, and yesterday was my first day out of the house. And I can tell you, I've worn the same exact outfit every day this week:
Oh, God.
sweatpants, a ratty old sweatshirt that I found just to throw over the same T-shirt I've been wearing every day. I have been changing my underwear, so you guys will be glad to know that clean underwear I've been put on every day.
I'm
But.
so mad. It's like, I changed my drawers. I don't know who the fuck.
Well, I can guarantee you there's some nasty people out there who are not.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't put it past anyone. Which, who the fuck is gonna smell them but themselves?
It's gonna get pretty bad when even the pets don't want to come around.
Right? You know how they say if you're like so dirty, you know they say dogs will come up and like start sniffing you because your ass is nasty. Like, Just when your dogs
I start licking it.
when they start turning their head like really quickly, you probably need to wash your ass, which is what I think most of these people need to be doing anyway, considering that the toilet paper and the wet wipes are gone, but the aisle with the deodorant and the body wash is still fully stocked. You nasty motherfuckers.
Gross. Oh God. Yeah.
Gross. Okay.
Nasty. But anyway, we have been spending our time, though, as most of America has, I think, watching The Tiger King. Just throwing that out there. The train wreck that you can't look away from.
Let me just say that that has been the best, like, I don't know a better time in my life than this documentary. Like,
I know, they could not have timed this any better.
I am so, like, I'm so hooked. Like, I started watching it, and I could not help. I had to keep going. Like, it was, I mean, it had everything. It had, well, everything but teeth. It had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was definitely a lack of teeth.
Like, it had everything you would want it. And you want to know what else? This is, like, shameless plug. You know what precedes The Tiger King? Anybody out there, if you're looking for another documentary to watch, it's called The Wonderful Wild Whites of West Virginia. Watch that shit. That is the most, if you like Tiger King and you think Tiger King is trashy, watch The Wonderful Wild Whites of West Virginia. You'll be like, it makes The Tiger King look like they just bought a house in Summerlin Centennial.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to start watching that show. You were telling me about the other night, and I just have not had a chance to start it, but I'm planning to, because
I mean, Jesus, it is, like, first of all, it takes place in West Virginia, so
which, I mean, that in itself is just,
I mean, that right there, if we're into trashy shit, like Boone County, West Virginia, if we are going to talk about the trashy shit that we love, we need to start there in Boone County, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So that's going to be next on my docket to watch. But I have never seen anything like The Tiger King before in my life.
I mean, shout out to Carol Baskin, who, like, fed her husband,
to
the tigers and then told everybody how she did it by way of not telling everybody how she did it. If you're going to get a tiger to eat something, you got to put some sardine oil in it and then take them, like, at 12 o'clock when they're, like, hungriest and then, like, feed them. I didn't do it! Like, bitch, you just sit here.
You know, it's so funny because some people were talking about how she was hoping to expose Joe Exotic and Doc Antle for how horrible she is. And now all of America just thinks she's a murderer. Okay.
Well, the thing about it is, like, they opened that case back up. They opened her husband. They're investigating that case, but it's like, God, Carol Back. You know what? I like the fact that, like, everybody is blaming her. I had a friend reach out to me and they were like, you know what? I don't give a shit what bad happens in my life. I'm going to go to the doctor. You have cancer. That bitch, Carol Baskin. You know, you got my order wrong at McDonald's. It's because of that bitch, Carol Baskin. Like,
oh, yeah. I'll never forget. It was like the first episode and I looked up at my husband and I was like, pretty sure that she is just as badass crazy as they are. Even crazier, I think, because she's like, they don't need to be in cages, as she has a lion in a cage behind her.
Well, first of all, you own a sanctuary for big cats and you're riding around on your beach cruiser with a headband made of flowers after you fed your sardine soaked husband to your cats.
And bitch, she wears, like, leopard print and tiger print and all the prints.
Bitch, you crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're nuts, okay? Just go ahead, certifiable. You know, embrace it.
Yeah, I kept trying to decide who I thought was crazier in the whole thing, and I haven't quite determined who I think is the craziest, but Carol Baskin is probably top.
I mean, her and Tiger King are, like, right there with each other. They actually, if he wasn't gay, they would make a perfect couple.
I really wish, so part of me died a little bit when I realized that he was making country music videos. So there was part of me that was just like, dying. And I was like, there's no way. And then another part of me died when I found out he wasn't even singing them.
I had to go look at his videos. I was like, I want to go watch Here Kitty Kitty.
Here Kitty Kitty. I guarantee you, Here Kitty Kitty got a very large increase in views since this came out because.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I was going to go watch Here Kitty Kitty. And, like, it's up to, like, 80 million views. Like, it's something crazy.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Here, Kitty, Kitty. It was amazing. But he's not actually singing. And that kind of, like, as much as I knew there was no way he could be singing, and I really, really wanted him to actually be singing.
So, wait a minute. He's not actually singing the
song? No, he's lip singing.
Oh, God. That makes it so much better.
You know, I was like, there's a part of me who knew. I was like, there's no way. Because if you listen to his voice, he's all high and twangy, you know. But, and the voice and the songs are really low and kind of sultry. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of African Americans can do that with their voice.
But Joe Exotic is not African American. He is like the farthest thing from African American.
She's like, bitch, he want to say the N-word. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. He cannot manipulate his voice like that. But if you listen, have you ever heard of the singer Michelle A? She's an R&B singer.
She talks like this. And then
when she sings, it's like this powerhouse. And I'm like, oh.
Well, I can guarantee you, for Joe Exotic, that's not happening.
Here, kitty, kitty. Fetch your husband to them cats.
Oh God, and I love, I don't know, there's just so many things I actually really like about that show. Like, I love the gal who got her arm ripped off, Saf,
and then went back to work like
5 days later.
Yeah, eat my dick. Like, I'm not, like, this is the thing, like, and this is the thing that really bothers me. How is it that Joe Exotic can turn two straight men into his husband, have a woman like get her arm ripped off, or trans, like the person was trans, trans person like work for him for so long, get their arm ripped off, go back to work 7 days later so nobody implicates him, as like being deemed a horrible like park owner or whatever, has all this huge big following, and I can't even get a text back.
Apparently, like, I gotta be backwoods ass crazy and have a bunch of tigers.
I'm like, are you serious? So, look, what? I need to go get a cat? Like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm interesting, guys. I'm tired of being left on red.
Yeah. You just gotta get some Here Kitty Kitty videos. Start wearing really, really tight pants.
Get a mortal enemy.
And wear a horrible, horribly cut home mullet.
That mullet gave me all types of life. I was like, yes, queen!
You know what he's doing? He's just literally going, and then sticking a hat on. He's like literally just like shearing off his bangs and throwing a hat on.
I think you need to stop talking shit about the cat queen, honey.
The cat queen?
She is the cat queen, honey. She is the queen of cats. Here, kitty, kitty. Ow, ow, ow. What do you call himself? A gay gun-toting cowboy?
I mean, there's just so many things. And I love how one of these
guys is sick thing. So, no, there's like a lot of backlash because he went on, I guess, in one of his episodes of his Tiger King TV or whatever, he was like, why can't I say the N-word? You can go on YouTube and see all these black dudes in their rap videos saying the N-word constantly. Why can't I say it? Because white privilege, bitch. That's why you can't say it. I need you to sit down. Like,
oh my God.
And then everyone was like, Tiger King is losing most of the black vote. I'm like, he never had the black. We're laughing at you.
I will say, I was like, I have no idea who this guy is. I have no idea who this is. I have no idea. Like, I don't recognize his name, Joe Exotic. Like, I didn't recognize any of it. All of a sudden, in the very opening scene, his mugshot came up on the screen, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I remember his mugshot. I was like, oh, yeah.
That, oh, my God. That's who
that is. Oh, okay.
So here's the thing, okay? And I'm going to tell you and all of our listeners out there, you guys can't tell anybody else, okay? So when my daughter was
little,
yeah, it's a big secret. You guys can't tell anyone, okay? So I need you guys to swear secrecy because I don't want to be deemed as a bad mom. So this was when my daughter was young. We went and visited my dad in Oklahoma. And my dad was like, let's take the baby to the Big Cat Park over here in Woodland. And I was like, oh, okay, no, that sounds great. Well, when we went that day, I don't know what was going on. Old girl may have got her arm torn off. But most of the exhibits weren't up and running or whatever. I mean, you could still walk around and see the cats, but they weren't doing like the shows. So we didn't get to do the shows or whatever. And then it started raining and it was kind of gross. And like they had a bear that was like walking. I mean, like it was just so bad, Jen. Like the tigers were in like almost a half a foot of mud. Because it was raining. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. It was just such horrible conditions. And, like, I should have reported to somebody then. But we got a few pictures or whatever. And I didn't think anything about it. Fast forward to all these years later, I'm watching, like, Tiger King. And I'm like, oh, my God. This looks exactly like this gross-ass place we went to in Oklahoma. It's like... the tigers were in filthy conditions and da 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 da. And then they post across the screen where this tiger park is at. And I'm like, shit. God damn it.
Oh.
I tried, guys. I'm still going to see if I can find them. I have a lot of crap in my storage unit, but I'm going to see if I can post pictures of Monkey at this tiger park with my parents.
Yeah, we need those pictures because we need...
So gross.
I saw an article just actually this morning that was saying that the tigers... Oh, wait, so you're done with that?
I'm sorry. It's the quarantine. I'm so sorry. Like, I can't... I've been doing nothing but eating and creating things.
I know, right? So I... saw an article that the tigers are much happier where they're at now. They're in a sanctuary in Colorado. They didn't send them to Florida. Thank God.
Oh, thank God, because Carol Baskin is going to prison. Hell no.
Carol Baskin would probably try to eat them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're much happier. They're healthier. And they have more tigers that they run around with. So.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So there's a good ending to that story.
Because the sad thing is, it's like, I honestly think Joe Exotic really wanted, when he started this out, he really wanted to do something good for these cats.
I agree. I don't think there was any malintent at all.
Right. And then the fame just got to his head.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with that. And then the fame got to his head and he just went off his rocker from there. So
either the fame got to his head or that mullet just got him, just drove him over the edge. He was just off done.
Mullets will with do that to you.
With that at home mullet, honey.
Yeah, no kidding.
He goes, I don't want to take my hat off because, you know, people are going to be like, oh, he has a mullet. Joe, shut up.
We all knew you had a mullet. Probably not the time of taping, but we all knew you had a mullet because your mugshot was blasted across the country. So,
well, the mugshot was after the documentary was filmed.
Yeah, I figured, but
yeah,
we all know you have a mullet now, Joe.
Well, and you know, his ex-husband was like, I'm so pissed off because they showed me without any teeth. Because his ex-husband is married to a woman and has teeth now.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I'm so mad they showed me without teeth. I'm like, you didn't have teeth at the fucking time.
Or if you did, you should have put them in.
Yeah.
You knew they were filming.
Like,
it wasn't like they were surprising you. You were sitting down for an interview with these guys.
That's what really pissed me off, is the fact that Joe Exotic had all this money and you didn't make him buy you no teeth.
Right? Or did the teeth thing happen afterwards?
That just makes me think that you were just, first of all, you just wanted attention. Because you know, ain't no way in hell.
Agreed.
No, ain't no way in hell I am going to go on camera with them social distancing teeth in my fucking head.
Oh, God, right?
I mean, it was so bad. And then you go on your Facebook and you post your brand new teeth. Bitch, you should have been had them damn teeth in your head then. And you still a queen. So get out of here marrying a woman. You ain't.
Oh, God, I love it.
You're not slick. Hell. Ain't enough meth in the world.
Right? Oh, my God. That's the only thing I can think of when he was talking. I was like, that dude has done a lot of meth. All I can say.
Is it meth or is it just poor hygiene?
Or both.
I don't know. Meth heads are pretty clean.
Well, maybe he did meth and now he just has poor hygiene.
Yeah. Well, no, now he has wonderful teeth. I'm going to post a picture of his new smile. Now he has wonderful teeth. I just don't think you should be pissed off at the fact that the documentary showcased you with no teeth at the time of the interview. And now you're all pissed off because your teeth is the topic of conversation.
Or so lack thereof.
It's like, so you need to get the fuck out of here. First of all, you married a gay gun-toting cowboy in a plural marriage who owned a big cat park, who was a narcissist, and you had no teeth. That was just like an ice cream sundae of fucking, like, delicious catastrophe right there. Get out of here. Yeah, your teeth are going to make it in there. They're going to make an honorable mention. Get out of here.
Yes. Sorry, guys. Dude. Not guys. Dude.
But then there was like a bit of tragedy because, you know, Joe's younger husband. First of all, where is that kid? Where was that kid's mom?
Making money off of this whole thing?
No, I don't. You know what? Here's the thing. Look, let me tell you something. With all the R. Kelly moms out there and now the Joe Exotic moms out there. Let my daughter, I don't care how old she is, come up to me and say, Mom, there is a gay gun-toting lesbian that is 56 years old that I am absolutely in love with. I'm going to marry them after knowing them for 2 weeks. And I'm going to move to this sanctuary where I'll probably lose contact with you and basically be in this cult.
Oh, God.
Do you know that entire park would have been burned the fuck down? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, You're gonna sit, ma'am, you're gonna sit there and tell me that this dude had something to do with your son's death. He may not have directly put the gun up to your son's head, but the fact that her son was not allowed to get a job, he wasn't allowed to leave, he wasn't, you know what I'm saying? He was confined to the park under Joe's orders.
That's very strange.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where, I mean, when you're confined, when you cage somebody like that, I mean, hell, look at the people that can't stay in house during quarantine now. You start doing stupid shit to act out. You know what I'm saying? And it was a total accident, but I think that Joe contributed to the premature death of this child. You're not going to have a standing zoo. After that, Joe Exotic went and burned down his alligator haven. Motherfucker, I'd have started from the rudder to the tutter. I'd have started to those opening gates and I'd have burned every damn piece of that damn property until I got to my kid. Are you crazy?
Yeah, there's so much that's fucked up.
That just bothered me. And then you went to a wedding that this dude had 2 months after your son had been killed. You went to a wedding and gave your blessing for this man to... Oh, hell no. I'd have started there. I'd have started swinging until I got a hold of everybody but the right one.
She had to have been from West Virginia.
She was like, I guess I'm no more used to him. I gave him my blessing. I'm not any use to him. I never heard from him again. I'm like, I'm just fucking with a dude like me. Look, I'm just shocked that Joe wouldn't have been standing. I'm so sorry. I don't give a damn how many guns you toted, motherfucker. That's my child. Like, a 19-year-old boy is not fixing to be, you know what?
There's something, yeah, I agree.
I'm just letting you know, all the Joe Exotics of the world, I'm just letting you know, I'm a bad mother-in-law. I'm just going to get that to you right now. And I ain't scared of jail, so.
The food is not bad. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Speaking of, like, you know, hot mess tragedies. So, in this quarantine, I've, like, opened up. I've broadened my TV horizons. My dog used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians because Kim's voice was so nasally. There was something he was attracted to. But
sure. And flame oh blue.
But, I mean, we would go to work and I would just, like, put it on for him. And, like, those marathons, I would leave. He would be on the couch watching Kardashians. I would get off work. He would be on the couch watching the Kardashians. I'm like, seriously, did you not, you know, like, there was like water missing out of his water bowl. He would go snack or whatever. So eventually we just moved his water bowl and his snack bowl into the freaking living room so that he could be a couch potato. Yes, I had a dog. He was a total couch potato. So I was like, you know what? I keep seeing the Kardashians trend on Twitter. What the fuck is going on? So I'm watching. And last week, Courtney and Kim, the oldest and the middle child, got into a altercation, and it was a slap fest. So I was like, okay, whatever, you know, they
duped it out. Slapped
each other a couple times, whatever. Well, this week, let me tell you, Courtney threw hands. Like, it was it was so delicious. Like, Courtney, like, knocked the shit out of Kim so good, her face hit the wall and there was makeup on the wall.
You know, that I cannot stand the Kardashians. I hate them. I've never watched their show. I just think they're just nothing but spoiled brats. But that just makes me so happy that Kourtney kicked the shit out of Kim Kardashian.
I know, right? I'm like, that just makes me smile a little bit.
Yeah, because she had it coming.
If I have any ounce of respect for any of them, it's fucking Kourtney. Because Kim, if you've noticed over the years, Kim has constantly told Courtney, you ain't shit, you ain't shit, you ain't shit, you ain't shit. Mind you, Courtney is the only one with a college degree. Courtney is the only one that took that college degree and built two stores. And when the Kardashians first started, her train wreck of a fucking relationship with Scott Disick was the only thing that kept the seasons a fucking float. So don't sit there and act like you have Ryan Seacrest money all this time, Kim. Sitting up there talking about you gave Courtney a career. Bitch, the only thing you made was a porno. Courtney gave you the career, bitch. Let's not forget.
Right? I know. And Courtney didn't even want the fame. She wanted to be left the fuck alone.
I was shocked because she was like, I don't want to be a celebrity. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I want to own my stores. I want to raise my kids and I want to be left the fuck alone. Like, I've never sit here and said that I wanted the fucking fame at all. Kim, you attention whore. Get out of here. You're always posting on Instagram half naked. And then the next day you'll sit up there and post a picture of you gathering with your kids. First of all, we will always know you as the bitch that made a porn with Ray J. So get out of here. Like, you never, you know what I'm saying? You're never shaking that. And Khloé used to be my favorite because Khloé was the only one. She was all natural. She never, you know what I'm saying? And now that she done got her damn lips plumped and her ass plumped and she's like a fucking taller, you know, blonder replicated version of Kim, she's sitting up there, one of Kim's minions, constantly in Kim's ass and constantly sticking up for Kim. And it's like, no, if you don't stop blowing this bitch's head up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't stand. I cannot stand them. I can stomach like Kourtney, but I cannot. Kim Kardashian, I just want to like slap her face. Like, I cannot stand that bitch.
Well, and then is it just me or was everybody like, yeah, bitch, that's for Taylor Swift? Yeah. But if you go online and look at the pictures, like Courtney drew blood.
Good.
Like she, Courtney was not fucking around. She was like, let me tell you something. You're going to talk shit for the last time with me. And then after that, Courtney was like, I think I'm going to take a break from the show. You
know what I mean? Get back into my zen place.
Yeah, you better go on and sit down. I was watching an interview that Kim was doing with Jimmy Kimmel, and she was like, you know, my mom saw the footage and my mom was crying. I was like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out, you and your damn mama can go to hell.
Oh my God. Yeah,
first of all, had Robert been alive, I don't think that those girls would be in the position that they are in. I think those girls would be doctors. They would be lawyers. I don't think they would be attention whores.
Yeah, nope, I don't think so either. I think that mom, what's her name?
Chris.
God, I think she's the one who...
Sorry. Yeah, no, it was totally mom. It was mom that
started the whole drama.
Right. Test. That made this whole brand, which, you know what, I'm not... Big ups. If you can turn your name into a brand, you go and you do that stuff. But like the thing that really turned me off is she went, instead of being like, I don't want my kids' porn distributed, let me go through the different avenues of taking it down. She went and bought the rights to the porn so that they could continue making money off of it. And then they like she was constantly fame whoring those girls out. Like, it just doesn't make any freaking sense. And Kim even said it in the freaking interview. You know, my mom is so used to me and Chloe being on our deathbeds and like coming and still working and da 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 da. Hey, that's not what a mother should be doing. Mm-hmm. Her daughter, Kylie, her self-made millionaire daughter, self-made, mind you, mm-hmm. because her mom didn't like back her with millions. So she's self-made. Bitch, Jeffree Star is fucking more self-made than you'll ever be. Anyway, so she had strep throat and had to miss this fashion show, whatever the fuck it was, runway show. Mm-hmm. And Chris is like begging, going down the line, asking each Kardashian and Jenner if they would come and do this fashion show. And they couldn't do it because, you know, certain commitments and time constraints and all that other stuff. And that's what started this whole thing was the fact that Kim was like, oh my gosh, my mom is so used to me and Chloe doing this. And even if we were on our deathbed, we would have dragged ourselves. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm so sick of you sitting up there pushing this narrative that you are the hardest working bitch in America. You're not.
Yeah, she barely lifts a finger.
Because the thing about it is there are people out there who have to drag themselves to fucking work who cannot afford to be sick.
Well, yeah. And there's also like, how much do you think she makes just to show up someplace?
Just to film your damn show. You're getting millions and millions of dollars to show up and just film this damn show. So shut the fuck up about working hard. If you wanted to do a fucking documentary on the fucking blue collar people, come fucking record my black ass. I'll show your ass some fucking hard work. Because when you have to go to work with coronavirus because you don't have sick leave, you're paid hourly, and your paycheck's going to look a hell of a lot different if you take time off, that's what hard work is, bitch. Not you showing up. You haven't had to lift a fucking blue collar fucking finger a day in your fucking life, bitch. I don't want you to ever say anything about hard work. Period.
And that's on period, sis.
If you liked what you were hearing today, don't forget to like and subscribe to our page. The Sugar Honey Iced Tea Show can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.